again, everyone. Welcome back to Mindset Motivated, the podcast where we talk about all things mindset and motivation with Zach and Robert. And we're coming up on this long process that we've been going through over the last few episodes. And so I think it's just fitting that we specifically talk about trusting the process or whatever, depending whether you're Canadian or American, where you're at. That's how we say it.
Well, yeah, we're talking about trusting the process. This has been a process and is only part of a greater process.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the process as a journey, you know, a life journey, when we look at achieving goals, the Western philosophy, outcome driven, right? Winning the championship, being the champion, being the millionaire, making the money, the outcome. When we're attached to an outcome, we apply certain kinds of pressure to ourselves, which make us more rigid and more fearful of not achieving that outcome.
Yeah.
Right? But if our focus is on the process of achieving the outcome, all of a sudden we've removed the pressure of the achievement of the outcome, and we put the energy into creating the process and enjoying the process. You know, I reflect back onto, you know, painful times in my life, where, you know, you come to love the process. People think you're crazy, right? You know, I've fought in three world championships, which, you know, require 3 months of training time, you know, and, you know, being a young man at this time, you know, I'm a wild guy. I like to party, eh? And, you know, part of training to be a world champion is you don't drink, you know, you cut off sleeping with your girlfriend, and you cut off, you know, certain kinds of foods, and you're training twice a day, and you're putting your body through extreme discomfort and pain, self-doubt. You're getting kicked in the head and punched in the face and yelled at by your coach, and, you know, to maybe win a fight. What sounds so good about that? Nothing to somebody else that doesn't understand the process, right? Mm-hmm. So eventually, you know, I can remember my first time I really stepped it up, and I went to a nationals. I was 19 years old, first time quitting drinking. And this is like right when I'm getting into the bar scene, and, you know, started eating different foods. I had to start waking up a lot earlier. I was running a business already at that time. And, you know, I remember waking up in the morning, and, you know, over time, you know, starting to become more conscious when I was waking up, and there's a certain smell at like 5 a.m. before the cars start running and the exhaust and the pollution starts going, the dew's coming from the grass. And, you know, I became familiar with this, like, first thing in your senses are really clear, right? Cause you've been sleeping all night, getting up and having this nice smell in the morning. And then, you know, eventually seeing the sun peek through the window and brewing up your coffee, and feeling the pain from your feet and your legs from getting kicked in the legs, and, you know, running and the blisters and, you know, the swollen eye or whatever. So I get up, I put the ice on my legs and listen to a song, you know, get ready to go, have my coffee, become part of the process, right? Drive to the gym, then I rub myself down with liniment. I put my wraps on, I listen to a certain song. That became part of the process. Then I train. Right, I beat myself down until I was a puddle of sweat. Then I go and I get this meal after. It became part of the process. Until eventually, I loved this process. I could not imagine my life. Like, it just gave me so much gratification. So by the time you met your outcome, you had already fallen in love with this process. And this process creates habits in your life.
Yeah, it's important, I think. And I think this is kind of what you're getting to, is you're not just designing out a process and listing it out on paper. You're following through with it, right?
Daily,
Friend Angela Cote always talks about action equals growth, right?
Yes.
So you're actually acting on this process so you can grow, and your growth comes from a solid foundation.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And what you nailed on the head is, growth takes daily action.
Yeah.
Daily action. So if you think of water, like growing a flower, right? This plant, I want this plant to grow. So if I dump 2 liters of water on this plant, it's not going to grow, is it?
Right.
But if I give this plant a cup of water every day, just a little bit of water every day, it'll grow, right?
It feels like there must be some sort of proverb or story about
I'll
this.
I'll tell you, same thing about a relationship.
Yeah.
I can't shower somebody with gifts and take them out and give them everything one day and then neglect them for 6 months and expect to develop a relationship. What does it take? It takes a hug or a kiss every day, or, you know, a nice thing, or an I love you every day for 6 months till eventually you have getting in shape. I can't work out for 6 hours one day and stop for 29 days. That's not a process. It's just me doing one thing and expecting an outcome.
Man, I love what you're saying. I love it more than butterscotch pudding.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to hit on this next story about the ancient farmer in China. The bamboo farmer.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
So trusting the process. I mean, back in ancient China, there was a farmer and his village was desperately in need to you know, grow. There was more children being born. They needed to expand and build, and there was no material. So this farmer devoted himself to growing bamboo for the village. Now, the farmer didn't know much about bamboo. He knew that it took a long time to grow. He knew that if he watered every day and cultivated the soil, that the bamboo would then grow. So the farmer made a commitment, and this was his passion. He wanted to build the village. So he planted the bamboo, he cultivated the soil, and he told the villagers that he was going to grow bamboo. So for days, weeks, he went out, he watered the soil. Nothing grew. Months, watered the soil. Nothing grew. Years. Eventually, 5 years had passed. And the villagers had written him off as an idiot. The village idiot. Everybody was laughing at him. They called him a fool. And they told him to give up. They said, it's not going to grow. And the farmer had come into this process of watering it and trusting this process. Then the farmer came out one morning and the bamboo was 100 feet tall. It was through the clouds.
Wow.
Because in fact, this is actually a fact. Bamboo grows downward and its roots grow for 5 years. And then usually within 5 weeks, bamboo will grow 90 feet. But the farmer would have listened to the villagers at any point in time through this, and he had stopped watering these roots in this bamboo, at any point in time, this bamboo would have never grown. Now, the farmer went on to build the village and become the most praised man in the village, and you know, was the most successful man that they, you know, all of his dreams and everything had come true, and he was able to, you know, give back. But if he had listened to everybody along that time and he had stopped watering that bamboo and he didn't trust the process, sunlight, cultivation, water, love, he would have dropped the process. The village would have never grown. So think of yourself as a bamboo farmer. And I see this often with young kids that come into the studio. Sometimes we get some kids that suffer severely from coordination issues, focus issues. But I'm telling you, these kids, and I've seen it many times over my 16 years of running a studio, over my 20 years of coaching and training and mentoring students, world champions, professionals, black belts, all of them. I've seen these kids that started at 5 or 6 that were completely uncoordinated. If they don't quit, by the time they are 16 years old, they are more powerful, more solid. They are better martial artists than the kid that started with talent. Because they had to trust it. They had to love the process.
And they built a foundation.
They built it, yes.
Just like a bamboo.
But if they gave up at any point in time, they would have remained that uncoordinated, unconfident child. The fact that they trusted the process, they got to the outcome. Live it.
Yeah, baby. All right. Let's wrap it up. Mindset motivated, ladies and gentlemen, with Zach and Rob. If you've got any questions, comments, subject ideas, whatever it is, reach out to us. There's the bell. Let's wrap it up. I hope you all have a great evening, a great day, whatever you're doing. Stay mindset motivated and stay frosty.
Stay hungry, baby.